Out in Sri Lanka, there are a brother and sister called Ashok and Rani. And like most boys and girls, they were looking forward to the coming of Christmas and dropping subtle and maybe not so subtle hints to their parents about what they wanted. One of them wanted new trainers, the other wanted a skirt and other things, and they're dropping these hints. But shortly before Christmas, news came to them of how in the north of Sri Lanka, about 200 miles from where they lived, that a war was raging. And that there were many people who had to flee their homes, and coming up to Christmas were left homeless. They were living in schools, living in churches and other places as well. And so at one of the church services that Ashok and Rani were at with their parents, they were praying for the situation and praying for these people who were left homeless coming up to Christmas. But then they thought afterwards, it's not enough just to pray for them. So the leaders of the church got together and they agreed that they would send a lorry load of supplies up to the north to help the people. But it would cost about £1,000, which is a lot of money in our country, but it's even more in Sri Lanka. But Ashok and Rani, when they heard about this, they said to their mum and dad, listen, don't buy the presents you're going to buy us. Rather send the money to these people in need. And many other people in the church did likewise. And very soon, the £1,000 was raised, and they were able to send supplies. But the message came through that the roads to the north would be closed in 3 days' time. So they had to work really frantically. And Ashok and Rani worked with their parents and others in the church of getting this lorry load of supplies together. And they arranged little packages for it to be given to families. And in the packages were medical supplies, there was food, there was water, there was things for shelter. And the last thing to be put in each supply was to be a little message of hope for the people. And Ashok and Rani were talking together and said, well, what will we put in the packages we're doing? What will be the message? And Rani says, well, I think if I was away from home, what I would want above all else is to know God is with me. So I'll write, remember Emmanuel. Emmanuel being another name for Jesus, meaning God with us. And Ashok said, that is great. We'll do that. And that's what they wrote in their packages. Remember Emmanuel. Remember God is with us. And a great message to hold on to in every situation in life. Today we're going to think about that verse in Isaiah. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And this child that is born, this son is given, what do we know about him? Who is this God who comes to be with us? Who is Emmanuel, the Lord with us? Well, four things it says in that verse. He's first of all a wonderful counsellor. He is someone who guides and directs people in their lives. He is secondly a mighty God. I wonder how much Mary understood that little babe lying in a manger was the God who made the earth. Thirdly, he is everlasting Father. That does not mean he's God the Father, but he's like a Father who cares for his people. And fourthly, he is the Prince of Peace, giving peace in people's hearts, bringing peace between people and God. I know as you look at Jesus' life, you can see those four qualities of wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. You can see tremendous qualities, which really encourages and gives us hope if God is with us. We're going to think of these for a wee moment. First of all, wonderful counselor. I think of the story of Jesus and the woman at the well. And Jesus, as the perfect counselor, taught her about her sin. He didn't teach her what she wanted to hear, but what she needed to hear. And how she was a sinful woman who didn't know God, who didn't worship God in the right way, and a lady who was under God's judgment. But then Jesus directed her away from her sin and judgment to himself and salvation. That's the wonderful thing about Jesus. He's a counselor who will guide us in every situation in life. He's the God of all wisdom. And he will guide us above all to salvation in him, which we all need. Is he your counselor today? Secondly, he is mighty God. Think of the story of how after a hard day's teaching, Jesus got into the boat with the disciples. He fell fast asleep very quickly in the Sea of Galilee. A storm rose up. The disciples were panicking. They cried to Jesus, "Don't you care that we are drowning?" Jesus wakes up and with just the words, "Quiet, be still," all comes calm. And you remember the reaction of the disciples? "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." That little babe was the very God who made the world. He is the God who controls this world. And he's the God who just a word can bring such a calmness into the situation. So he's a wonderful counselor to guide us. He's a mighty God who's in control. Thirdly, he is everlasting Father. I think of the story of the prodigal son and how the father waits for the son to return. And how Jesus is like that. We think of Jesus at Jerusalem looking over it and weeping and longing to gather the people to himself to be saved, but they wouldn't come. He's like the father in the story of the prodigal son who is watching and waiting for the lost to come and be saved. That's why he came into this world. He's got a father-like love, a father-like care, and he delights in showing that and bringing people back to himself. I wonder, do you know that father-like love? Do you know Jesus as someone who cares for you? He's the everlasting Father, the one from all eternity's come to care. And then the final thing is, he's the Prince of Peace. I'm thinking here of John 14 and how Jesus said he was leaving his disciples and he was going away, and they were so upset and so saddened by this. But he told them not to be afraid, but that he's coming again to receive them to himself. And he says to them, "My peace I leave with you." That even though they would be separated from him for a time, that this peace that in the future God will work things out for their good, a peace which brings great contentment within. And you know, I think peace is one of the things that people need most today. Have you got peace in your heart? A peace which means you're secure about the future. See, for those who are Christians, we're not sure of everything that's going to happen in the future. We don't know if we'll go through difficult days. The likelihood is we'll still go through difficult days. But the hope that the Christian has is that God, this God of love, is ruling over all these events, and that they're secure in him. And in the end, he'll work all things out for their good. If you're not a Christian, you don't have that hope. Because the Bible teaches, rather than being a God who cares for you, he's a God who you're under his judgment. But you can have this peace today through Jesus. You said about that expression, he is the everlasting Father. It doesn't mean that Jesus is God the Father. He is God the Son, a distinct and different person, although the one God. But that phrase, everlasting Father, can also mean Father of eternity. The one who controls eternity. The phrase can mean that. And the great hope that the Christian have because of Jesus is the great peace we have is that eternity is secure in him. Let's go back to the little verse. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And let us realise the greatest need that we all have is this Jesus. And to know him as our wonderful counsellor, to know him as the mighty God who indeed is in control, to know him as the everlasting Father who cares for us, to know him of the Prince of Peace who's brought peace with God through the cross, and peace of knowing our eternity is secure in him. I wonder, do you know Jesus this Christmas? Do you know Jesus in your heart? Do you know Jesus as Saviour, as Lord? Let's not just play at Christmas. Let's know Christmas in our hearts. Let's pray together. Father, we do thank you for your word, and we do praise you that for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Father, we praise you that Jesus has come for the needy. And we praise you that in Jesus we find all those needs in our life met. He is the wonderful counsellor. Father, forgive us for how so often we take advice and counsel from so many, but rather than from Jesus and his word. Father, we praise you that he is the mighty God. We look into Jesus not as a man, because if he was just a man, Father, how could he meet all our needs? But because he's mighty God, he can. We praise that he is the everlasting Father, the Father of eternity, the one who cares and controls the future for his people. And we praise you that he is the Prince of Peace. Oh, Father, may we know the peace in our hearts that comes from Jesus this Christmas time. And Father, we pray for that peace for all of us, for our families. We just pray, Lord, that we would know that. We pray for those within our personal families, within our church family, who are not well this Christmas time, for those who are still struggling because of bereavement. And Father, we pray for those fellows from our church family who are away in Afghanistan this Christmas time, and praying, Lord, that they would know your grace, your comfort and your peace in this time when we remember the coming of Jesus. We'd also think of our many missionaries, Father, who are away from home this Christmas time. And we just pray for them and their families. Oh Lord, that indeed they would know your comfort and your grace and your peace in a real way. And Father, may even the way we go about the rest of this day, may it not just be a day when we indulge in pleasure, but a day when we indulge in loving, in giving, in caring, and a day in which we indulge in seeking and knowing Jesus. Grant it, we ask, in his name. Amen.